he's working then in Los Angeles at the radio station there, but then he leaves, and so do you now. Both of you leave, and you move to Albuquerque, New Mexico. Why did you move to that radio station, KOB? Why would he go from Los Angeles to Albuquerque?
Well, he wanted out of L.A. because we had just gone through the Northridge earthquake, and it actually shook us out of bed. And there was some damage to our home and possessions, and it just scared him so much that he wanted out. And he told a friend, and his friend told him about a job in Albuquerque. It's a large station there, KOB. He had the afternoon show, which is what he wanted. He didn't want any more early morning hours.
I don't know how long he worked there. How long did you live there before?
2 years.
2 years. All right. Then someone by the name of Tom Barsanti from WOW Radio in Omaha had worked in Albuquerque, had heard Jimmy, and then he recommended Jimmy to Steve Shannon, who was the manager of WOW, right?
Correct.
Then I had been working at WOW. Then Jimmy came on and did mornings at WOW and really, I'm going to say, electrified the radio station. I went to KOIL. I was fired by WOW for telling a joke about Blue Cross and Blue Shield, which I'm happy, which I'm happy to tell right now, and which I have told on KRMG here in Tulsa just to see if I'd get fired again, and I wasn't. And I told the joke about Blue Cross and Blue Shield. They didn't increase its rate simply because they were out of town and it just slipped their minds. Well, Blue Cross Blue Shield on WOW was one of the biggest accounts. I don't think Steve Shannon cared for me much anyway, and he fired me. And then I went to KOIL, ended up doing mornings, and then Jimmy was hired away by KOIL from in Omaha, from WOW, and then there was a contract, a non-compete story there. That was a big thing in town, wasn't it, Eve?
Oh, yeah.
And there's a big fight, and they didn't know if WOW had actually fired Jimmy because he was calling in too many times. And you would have to call Tom Barsanti and tell him, well, Jimmy can't make it, right?
Right.
And then so then they say they fired him, where Jim and Sam Holman at WOW said, well, if you fired him, then you can't enforce a non-compete. And so that actually did that went to court, didn't it?
Yes, it did. I remember it was very, very tense courtroom, and luckily they ruled in Jimmy's favor, so he could go to work for Coil.
Right. So I'm in the morning, and then he's in the afternoon. That should have been flipped around. He should have done mornings, but he, as you said earlier, he was tired of getting up and doing that, and I'm grateful, because if they'd put him in the mornings, I'd have been fired before that, long before he. But Jimmy and I then were friends at KOIL and at both radio stations, and so, mm-hmm. And then we could say that if people are still with us listening to this, that and interested in radio stations, KOIL eventually was taken off the air.
For on January 31st, 1975, the FCC denied license renewals for the entire Star Station groups, which of course included KOIL. And the FCC said it found serious misconduct of Star Stations. The commission found that Don Burden was intimately involved in and had knowledge of the misconduct, and that the owners must be held responsible. So early then, on September 2nd, 1976, the Star Stations went off the air by order of the FCC. And then at KOIL in Omaha, Gene Shaw told his audience during the final moments, "It's been fun, it's been a good time." The last words on the mighty 1290 were recorded by Star Station President Steve Shepard. KOIL wishes to thank all of the people who have enjoyed and depended on this radio station for the last 51 years. We are now leaving the air for an indefinite period of time by order of the FCC. This is KOIL Omaha. And KOIL's last song was The Sound of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel. KOIL went silent at 12:01 a.m. And I was listening, Eve, and it was an eerie feeling. And we should add that Don Burden died. He was 56 years old. He died in San Mateo, California, May 12, 1985. It was after a year-long battle with lung cancer.
And so, you know, you think about things that happen in your life. That was the best thing that ever happened to me, because then I discovered a job in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Sam Holman was the program director at KOIL and had been a personality at WABC in New York. And he knew people at Swanson Broadcasting here in Tulsa, and he told me to contact them because they were looking for a morning man, and he knew Gary Swanson.
And so I got the job in 76, and here I am to this very day. So that worked out very, very well for me, because I ended up at KRMG, the number one station in the town, and I couldn't have landed on my feet in a better position in all of Oklahoma. And it was wonderful, and it's been wonderful to me ever since. But this is not about me. This is about Jimmy, right?
Right. Well, I enjoy talking about you too, John, because you're one of the nicest people I know.
Well, thank you. But you were too. And